Storytel presents A Glimpse of Tenderness by Margit Sanomu. Part 43 in the Legend of the Ice People series. Narrated by me, Nina Indis. The Legend of the Ice People. The Legend of the Ice People begins many centuries ago with Tengel the Evil. He was ruthless and greedy, and there was only one way to get everything that he wanted. He had to make a pact with the devil. He travelled far into the wilderness and summoned the devil with a magic potion that he had brewed in a pot. Tengel the Evil gained unlimited wealth and power, but in exchange, he cursed his own family. One of his descendants in every generation would serve the devil with evil deeds. When it was done, Tengel buried the pot. If anyone found it, the curse would be broken. So the curse was passed down through Tengel's descendants, the Ice People. One person in every generation was born with yellow cat's eyes, a sign of the curse, and magical powers which they used to serve the devil. One day, the most powerful of all the cursed Ice People would be born. This is what the legend says. Nobody knows whether it is true, but in the 16th century, a cursed child of the Ice People was born. He tried to turn evil into good, which is why they called him Tengel the Good. This legend is about his family. Actually, it is mostly about the women in his family. The women who held the fate of the Ice People in their hands. Chapter 1. The blackest day in the history of the Ice People. You would have to give that designation to the 8th of May, 1960. They had undeniably had their share of bleak moments through the centuries. On that day, however, everything that could have gone wrong did go wrong. The entire proud expedition to the Valley of the Ice People had failed at the halfway point. Tengel the Evil had proved stronger than they had anticipated. It was his fear of their reaching the valley that lay behind all the misery. Little Gabriel, the only child of Karina and Joachim, lay senseless on an inaccessible ridge above the Gudbrandsdals river. And the cliff, the bare rock, gave him no protection. This was Shama's territory. The wonderful Marco, in whom everyone put all their trust, had fallen into the river in his attempt to save the child. A helper of Tengel the Evil had cut the rope that Marco had been using. Ellen was gone. For just as Nathaniel had predicted, one of them would have to pay with their life, and perhaps even drag the other one down with them if they gave in to their feelings. That was what he had seen in the flash of a painful vision the first time they met. And Nathaniel himself had been badly hurt by the grenade that had been thrown at them, though no one knew how badly, least of all himself. In his agonizing state of pain, all he could hear was Lindelöf's despairing voice.
Gone! She's gone into the great abyss! The void that the demons fear most of all! The great abyss has taken Ellen!
And then Nathaniel was surrounded by darkness and nothing else. The fifth of the chosen ones, Tova, was running for her life into a big forest farther up the valley. She was pursued by unscrupulous men with murder in their eyes. Tengel the Evil's men. Nevertheless, she still attempted to drag the terminally sick Irishman Ian Morahan along with her, trying to save him from a quick death, only to condemn him to a slow and torturous one, because she wasn't thinking straight, but doing what she thought was an act of compassion. It was clear as day that those two didn't have the slightest chance of getting out of this alive. And in the hall of Linden Avenue, Tengel the Evil.